All right, guys, so the next speaker we're going to have here on the Boost Seminar, Teleseminar preview calls is Keith Wellman, and Keith is with me here. How's it going, Keith?
It's going great, Jeff.
Now, we're excited to have you here because you're bringing a concept. It's like an automated affiliate sales or some kind of concept like making money as an affiliate with video pages. Is that kind of the concept you're going with here, or is it a little bit different than that?
Exactly, and what it's called is video skinning, dominating niche affiliate sales. So I'm basically going to be talking about how you can sell affiliate products using the power of video in a really easy way.
Guess who I met in London last weekend? I forgot to tell you. I met Tom Cohn, the guy who created Easy S3.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So
great product.
Yeah, he's telling me all about all the new features he's got coming out there. I mean, there's a lot of really cool things you can do now with video. And I guess if anyone's not been living under a rock lately, you've probably seen a lot of video-driven sales letters now as opposed to the long copy sales letters. Why don't you talk a little bit about why this whole video craze with the video sales letter is just killing it? I mean, literally, it's killing it compared to the old-style sales letters. Is that true, or is it just what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, you're 100% spot on, Jeff. And in fact, not even just plain video sales letters, but even a hybrid where you see videos and sales letters kind of combined into one, video is literally taking over. It's actually hard to find sales letters now from top sellers, people who are actually selling at any decent amount, without video on them. They almost all have video on them. And I know I happen to be a pretty big catalyst for that happening and probably responsible for 90% of the sales page videos that you see out right now because I released my course, Easy Sales Formula, which taught people how to create these sales videos. And I know within about 2 months of launching that product, we had our students we're doing extremely well. And in fact, over $20 million have been generated using the Easy Sales Formula material that I teach. Over $20 million in online sales had been generated within 2 months. And those numbers I can actually prove. Those are the numbers that I actually have actual documentation for. Outside of that, I know a lot more has been generated, but that's pretty powerful to know that much money has been generated using sales videos in that short amount of time, and that was probably 6 months ago or so. And now, almost everybody has them, and it's just getting crazy. And what's really cool about video is you can typically expect a certain conversion with long form sales copy. People are getting a little bit tired of these long sales letters. They've learned to sort of skip through it, scroll down to the bottom, see what the price is, and then make their decision based on that. Well, the visitor misses out on the real sales opportunity at that point or being sold on the sales message because they're able to just sort of scroll around and look at the price and they're not really making an educated decision. So with sales videos, it's sort of new and it's people enjoy watching these videos, especially when they're done right, and they don't have to be fancy. The way I'm going to show you guys how to do them is so easy. In fact, you don't ever have to be on video. I show you all sorts of sales triggers that you can use. Just putting together a PowerPoint presentation and recording your voice, you can have a sales video that sells extremely well. So with typical sales letters, you might expect a 2 to maybe 4% conversion on like a $100 product. With sales videos, you can expect a 10 to 15% conversion on the same priced product using a sales video that takes you maybe 30, 40 minutes to put together. So obviously a real big difference there. And so I'm going to show you how you can use these videos, these really easy videos to put together to sell other people's products. So you don't even have to have your own product and you can sell other people's products. And not only that, I'm going to show you how you can set it up on autopilot so that you can be pulling in sales automatically. You know, whether you're sitting there or not, you can be pulling in these sales. So it's a really cool system.
Want to share a real quick story about how, like, I guess you did this for a golf product. Is that right? And you did really well with a golf product. Is that kind of how the story goes?
Yeah, that for sure. That was one of the early products that we did, and I forget the exact numbers of that now. But the first time I really tested this on a niche product was for this guy's golf product. I found it in ClickBank in the ClickBank.com marketplace, and I saw that I could promote it as an affiliate and make a little bit of money. So I thought, interesting. Why don't I try sending some different traffic to his sales letter? So I just got the link that ClickBank gives you, and I started doing some different traffic methods that we use, things like SEO, a few AdWords ads, a couple of press release article type stuff. So I did a few different things to drive traffic. Over the course of a couple of days, we had a few hundred people that ended up going to that affiliate sales letter, which the product owner made. And I think we made one sale, I think was what that came out with. So I was like, wow, you know, I just sent, 300-400 people to this page, only one person bought. Now, I'm not good at math, but that's much less than 1%. So that's a very, very poor conversion. But I thought, you know what, this is a really awesome product. I actually really like that product. It's helped me with my putting. It was actually a product that teaches, better putting skills. And I was like, I really like this product. It's actually helped me a lot. I really want to make this thing sell. And I thought, I can probably do one of my easy sales videos to sell this affiliate product, where typically I was teaching how to do easy sales videos for your own product. Like, I thought you could use these to sell your own product. But I wanted to see how this would work. So I did a video. It took me about 30 minutes to put together a video, from start to finish. And it was really quick. So I put together this video. It was just a PowerPoint, and I was talking over the PowerPoint. I pulled a bunch of stuff from this guy's sales letter and put it in the video, along with my formula, sort of following those steps. And then I sent, I continued to send traffic the same way. I did, pay-per-click. We did some article stuff, some SEO stuff. And we drove, I think, like 270. It seems to come to mind. It was less than 300. I know that. So we sent less traffic to the sales video this time. So the visitor never saw the long-form sales letter. Instead, we just sent them to our video. And after they end up watching the video, they just go straight to the person's thank you page, their order page. So we sent less traffic this time to the video, and I think I ended up with like 11 or 12 sales right off the bat. So again, I'm not great at math, but this is way more sales, 12 times more sales with less traffic by sending it to a video that took me 30 minutes to put together. So what's really cool about this, and what really makes this like a sort of aha moment for us, was the fact that when you think about it, you got all this competition in Google AdWords. There, people are placing ads and bidding, a dollar a click, and they're bidding all this money on keywords in Google AdWords, right? And they're spending a certain amount of money in order to get a visitor. Well, that person is stuck with a certain conversion. So if one affiliate is promoting this guy's product, this golf product, and he's getting less than 1% conversion, he can only afford to spend so much money on advertising because he's just going to end up losing money if he spends any more than that. The fact that you're making 12 times more money than him means that you can spend 12 times more money in advertising than him to get the sale. That puts you at such a competitive advantage that you're literally able to dominate these sales and dominate AdWords. Anybody that's promoting the same product in AdWords, you're going to completely dominate. Not only that, but Google, a lot of times, they don't like it if more than one affiliate is promoting the same product in Google AdWords. When you're promoting these sales videos, you don't have that problem. So it's pretty cool. You can get away with promoting the same product as other people because you're sending people to a different landing page. So there's a lot of really unique advantages. You can spend more money to advertise. You get way higher conversions. You make a lot more money. They're super easy to put together. And not only that, at the event, I'm going to be sharing with you guys how to do that, how to break down these videos and put them together, how to do it in a super easy way, and then finally how you can drive traffic to it and automate that process so you can be pulling in sales automatically.
Well, I'm curious to know, when you're going off of a pay-per-click ad, for example, are you going to send them to a pre-sales page so you can have a quality score with AdWords? Or can you actually send them to a page that all it is just – because I mean, that's what I've seen lately. It's just a page with a video. There's no text around it. There's not one, period on the page. It's just an embedded video. And does that help or hurt a quality score? Or do you have to do something like a prior thing, like send a prior thing to it?
First of all, that's a really great question. And with we've tried a couple of different ways. The first way that we were doing it, we were just sending people to a sales video. And that's a little bit harder with Google AdWords, with the more niched the product is. So, because then you really have to target the keywords very, very specifically. But if you've got a little bit broader product like weight loss or just a broad golf product or whatever, it's going to be a little bit easier to sell. So if you're driving people straight to a video, your conversions are not going to be great. And even if you're using a sales video that converts 12 times better than somebody's sales letter, your conversions are still going to be kind of hard to make profitable if you're using just regular Google AdWords ads.
Yeah, and you're blowing your list, too. You have no opportunity to capture that lead to resell them again on something else down the road because they just come to the sales letter, no barrier before it.
Exactly. So we've definitely tried that, and what we saw is we didn't actually see any downfall in our quality score, which was surprising to me. And we're not sure 100% why, but we have heard that Google has the technology now to transcribe video and then make it searchable. So we think that in Google's algorithm somewhere, they're actually pulling the words out of our video and using that to figure out if there's enough content to come up with a good quality score. So we think that that may be why that happened. We're not 100% sure. That's pure skepticism on our part. But all I know is that our quality score was not hurt. So, but we were still having a hard time making the campaign profitable because people, they're willing to pay so much dang money, especially for real competitive niches like, you know, weight loss, that it's hard to compete against people who are spending $5 a click, you know, because you really have to have some amazing conversions in order to make that work, or just a lot of other products that you're going to upsell people later. So what I've started to do is I started using Google Banner Advertising. And Google Banner Advertising is so far beyond just regular Google text ads. Just it works so much better. I can't even explain to you, like, how excited I was when I started doing this. So we've got all these banner ad campaigns now that are converting extremely well. We're paying a few cents for every person that clicks on the link as opposed to a few dollars. And we're sending them to a squeeze page now instead of just the video. So we're collecting leads, and our average lead cost is extremely low. And then after they've seen the squeeze page and they opt in, they're already sort of pre-sold. And so then the conversions on the video are way, way higher.
Are you using like $20 banner kind of type banners from the $20 banner
exactly.
company, or are you using just a real plain ugly banner?
We're using $20 banners just because it's a great company to outsource to.
Right.
But if I'll show you one of these banners at the event, so you guys are going to be able to see how ugly my banners are. they're literally awful. And I told $20 banners when I ordered them, every time we put an order, I have to make sure that I stress that, hey, we want these to be very ugly, look like they were done by a child. Like, we want them to be so basic and just like I took 2 seconds to scribble something out and put it up. That's how I want these banners to look. Because every time we make a professional-looking banner, which we've tried lots of them, the conversions are way lower. So we've got these ugly-looking banners that take, you know, 5 minutes. Anybody can throw one of these together. And we're putting these up, and they're converting awesome. We're getting super low clicks. We're getting a ton of opt-ins every single day. And not only that, we're getting paid to run these ads because the video that sells a product after the opt-in makes us so much more money that we actually get paid for showing these ads. So, look, if you want to try to lose money, you know, with Google AdWords and lose money to build your list and all this kind of stuff, you know, be my guest. But I like getting paid while I'm doing stuff, and, you know, getting paid while you're throwing these out there is a really awesome way to do it. So
yeah, I think that's cool.
Exactly.
So people can use the video scanning method to actually control the viewer too. Talk about player controls and how that's a part of not only just the psychology of what you're saying in the video, but what people can do with the player, like either having a scrolling bar to see how much time is left or not having anything. How has that been effective in the sales process?
Well, before I go too deep into that, I don't want to reveal too much until people actually see the presentation, because I've made it a point to let people know that the only way you can find this stuff out is either by seeing me in person or actually going through one of my
expensive courses. A high level. Like, so, there is some things to do with players to make the psychology of the person wanting to buy.
Right.
There's some really important things that need to learn from you about that at the seminar.
Yep, exactly. So what I'm going to go into is I'm going to be talking about how you can have a player with no controls and why that's important and how that's going to end up getting you a lot more sales. I noticed a big mistake that a lot of people are making is they'll put controls that allow people to sort of scrub through their video. And that's a big mistake because they're getting a lot lower conversions and they don't understand why that is. But also, there is times where you want to have that. So I'm going to be talking about that too and when that is and when it's important. It's important that you don't have those controls on your sales video, and it will make a very, very big difference. And I'm going to be talking about different ways that that you can actually send people directly to the order page, and one of the ways that works really, really well. There's quite a few different ways that you can take somebody to that final order page, but one method in specific that I'll be sharing with you guys works extremely well, gets people involved in the buying process, and it's very, very successful. So I'll share that with you guys too.
Well, here's some trivia now, because I departed away from a sales letter for the Boost seminar promotion. So what I did this year is I had a video landing page, and people landed on the BoostSeminar.com. It was a real high energy video that encourages people to opt in to get to listen to these 12, teleseminars, preview calls with the seminar speakers. That was the whole purpose, was a video with no voice. There's no voice whatsoever. It was just high energy music. Then I used some technology on a player that actually embedded an opt-in box in the stinking video, which is amazing stuff that's come out lately. So, I mean, I can't give any numbers to say, here's how we increased our opt-ins a certain percentage because of that or not. I don't know. I like to think it increased our percentages, but I can't give anyone an accurate number, so I just won't say that. But I will say this, on the back of that, when they opted in, I went with a full-on video sales letter, and I did it total Armin Warren style. So I sat there and I watched Armin, what he was doing to sell his seats at his events. And I'm like, I'm just going to copy Armin because he's been doing this now for 2 years. And obviously he must be getting it done right when he does it. So I just mimicked him. Exactly. You know what? And I've sold twice the amount of seats that I normally get to come to my events. I've got double the conversion with a video sales letter. That was all I had. I had a video and then I had a buy button. And that was the only thing I had on the page. No text whatsoever.
Yep, and that's exactly right. That's the kind of thing that you see all the time with these sales videos. And I actually know that Armin is using pretty much the easy sales formula for his videos too.
Yep.
And that's why it's working so well. You know, there is a specific formula that you can use that works very, very well. Which, by the way, Jeff, I saw some things in your video that I bet you could even pull even more sales out of just by changing a couple little things. And hopefully you'll be listening to my presentation at your event as well.
Because, oh yeah,
I think you'll love it. So.
I'm looking forward to any little tweaks, any little tiny incremental tweaks make a dramatic increase in sales. I mean, it's like a sales letter philosophy. You know, you guys, if you could tweak one thing in your sales letter that gets a better conversion, and you tweak another and you tweak another, that's three tweaks that compound your response. And it's the same with knowing the right thing to say at the right time in your video, that you should anchor something or put a little NLP in there or put something in that spot that's going to make people say, oh gosh, now I got to get this, and they're waiting for that buy button to show up, or they're waiting for some kind of response mechanism, and they're like sweating because they want it so bad, That's cool.
Exactly.
So this is great. People should be really excited about this because you can use it for either your own products. You can use it as an affiliate to sell other people's products. And it's really great stuff. Now, what I want to talk about, Keith, is you've got an interesting story about, how you kind of broke into the internet marketing, field, and how you got to be well-respected, I'm not going to say guru because people don't like to be called guru marketers. But, you're in the guru class, even though if you don't want to call it or not. But you've done very well now over the last 5 or 6 years that you've been doing internet marketing. Let's take us back to the day when you were just like us, let's say, when you were just learning these concepts. And how did you fall into this stuff? How did you even know the internet was where you were going to go?
Yeah, for sure. In fact, it's a pretty cool story. And looking back on it now, it's all sort of surreal to me how it all happened and how quickly it all happened. But basically, I had been. I think it was 1999 when I first started dabbling in internet marketing. And I was pretty much, there wasn't like a lot of courses that you could buy online at that time. There was probably maybe two or three different products at the most that you could really get. And so I started investing in different courses. And over the course of, I think, maybe 5 years or so, I had bought pretty much every single thing that came out from any big name at the time. And I was learning a ton about marketing, about selling, and all these types of things, which I had zero experience in. I didn't, know anything about this stuff. All I knew was I wanted a way to make a lot of money, and so, that seemed like a great way to do it. So anyways, I ended up buying a course from a guy. His name is Stephen Pierce. A lot of you have probably heard of him. He's been on major networks like ABC, NBC, all these different TV shows. He's an international speaker. He's a multimillionaire. He owns tons of online businesses. And I ended up buying a book from him called The Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth about making money on the Internet. And that course was sort of helped to become the turning point in where I was headed, because that course convinced me that I needed to have my own product. And that was sort of step one to where I ended up going. So with that, I ended up creating my own product, because at the time, what everyone else was teaching just wasn't working. The affiliate marketing stuff that you can do now wasn't available at that time. So it really was, you needed your own product at that time. So when I bought his course, I created my own product, and then I started selling membership sites that taught people how to build their own computers. And that site was bringing in close to $1,000 a month at its peak. What's sad is that we were spending about $1,500 a month in advertising in order to do that. So it was pretty tough. And after a couple of years, it was so frustrating because I wasn't making any money, but I felt like I knew all of these things, and I didn't know why. I didn't know what it was that I was missing. And so at one point, I remember, fast forward a few years, it was probably 2004, I was ready to give up. I'd spent so much money on marketing and stuff like this, and we had all sorts of debt, and I had a wife and two kids, and it was getting really rough. We were living literally paycheck to paycheck, not sure how we were going to pay some bills, the whole thing. And I remember one night I was sitting down at my computer and I was going through emails, and I saw another email come in from a guy's name is Mike Fulsaine. And the email was selling a course by a guy whose name is Sean Casey. And this course, I clicked on a link, and I started reading the sales letter for this course. And I was so impressed. I was just like, wow, this has got to be an amazing product. I've got to have this, and it's $1,000. And so when I saw that price tag, I just flipped, because I was just like, God, there's no way that I can afford this. I can't believe he has the audacity to sell this for $1,000 when I can't even come close to affording it. I checked all my bank accounts, literally right then, all my bank accounts, all my credit cards, figure out how I could possibly afford this thing. Couldn't be done. Just no way possible. I had maybe $100 in all my accounts available to me. So at that point, when you know you need something, when you're absolutely sure that something that you need is the answer to your problem, and you can't get it, there's nothing more frustrating in the world. And knowing that I had spent several years of time invested into marketing and all this kind of stuff, I was just like, I was at my wit's end, and I had the thought that all of this time and money that I had been investing was completely wasted, and I was a failure. So at that moment of pure frustration, I saw Mike's website, and I saw a little comment box where you could leave a comment. And I thought this was sort of one of those comment boxes, just emails him personally. So I wrote in there, I said, I can't believe you're selling another how to make money course from the gurus. It's too expensive, or something like that. And it was really just kind of an off comment. And then 2 seconds after I posted it, I seen it on his website. It showed up as a comment on his site. I had no idea that at the time that it did that. And I was like, oh, crap, I can't believe this is on his site. So I emailed him, found his contact information. I emailed him and said, Mike, I'm so sorry. You don't need to respond to me. I just left a comment on your website. I had no idea that it was actually going to show on your website. Please delete it. I was just super frustrated. I've been at this marketing stuff for a long time. I'm so sorry. Please just delete the comment and forgive me. And that's where I left it. And I think it was the next morning, I got an email from Mike, and it was just a real quick email. It said, Keith, no problem. What's your phone number? And I thought, interesting. You know, I think he's probably about ready to, you know, to pretty much yell at me. and so I replied back, and I was like, well, I take it like a man. And, you know, so I sent him my phone number. And he gives me a call later that day while I was at work. And I remember when I got the call, I was so excited because it was Mike Filsaime, and he was sort of one of these gurus that I really looked up to. And he had only been online, I think, maybe 8 months at that time. But he really, you know, was successful very quickly. And so I got this call. I was at work, and it was super loud at work. I worked in these windmills as a field service engineer. And it was super loud. So right away, I'm just like, hey, Mike, I'm so sorry. It's really loud right now. Hold on. And I literally ran from one end of the mill to the other end, to the only quiet area in the entire mill. And finally, I was like, okay, all right, I'm sorry about that, Mike. I'm really sorry. He's like, oh, no, no, it's no problem. He's like, well, probably wondering what the heck's wrong with me. Why am I stressing this? And, you know, but I really looked up and he was like a celebrity to me. And he said, hey, you know, I just wanted to say that, hey, you know, it sounds like you're pretty frustrated, and I can understand that. He's like, you know, so what's going on? What made you post that? And I explained to him my story, how I've been spending so much money and doing all this stuff. And he said, well, Keith, let me ask you a question. He's like, he's like, have you ever been to an offline event? And I said, no, I haven't. He says, why not? Haven't you always heard all these gurus talking about this for years and telling you that you need to get to an offline event? I said, well, yeah, you know, pretty much everybody says you have to get to an offline event. I don't know a guru that doesn't say that. Well, then why haven't you gone? Well, it's too expensive, you know, this excuse and that excuse. And Mike, finally, he's just like, look, stop. He's like, if I give you a piece of advice, do you promise to take it? And I said, of course. I mean, you took the time to call me. I trust you, and of course I'll listen to you. So he said, here's my advice to you. Get to an offline event. I was like, okay, I'll do it. I'm going to find a way to get to one eventually. And right at that moment, I was thinking, I'll probably wait 6-8 months, find one. And then he goes, there's an event coming up in a month and a half. And I was like, oh, wow. I have to make this decision right now. And it sort of put me on the spot because I had just agreed that I was going to do this. I didn't think it was going to come this quick. And he's like, there's an event coming up in a month, month and a half. And he's like, it's $500 a ticket. You can go to this website to get a ticket. I said, oh, crap. I've got to tell Mike now that I can't do this. And I said, Mike, look, I do not have $500. I was like, I know you might not think that's a lot of money or whatever, but literally I don't have it. I've got maybe $100 in my account. And he said, I tell you what, if you promise me that you'll make it to this event, because I know how much it's going to change your life, I know what it's going to do for you, if you promise me you'll make it, I'll pay for the ticket and let you go. And you send me $100 in PayPal, and I'll pay for your entire ticket, and you just find a way to get there. I was like, holy cow, that's awesome. Like, I'm going to do it. I'll make sure. So a few days later, I sent him the $100 via PayPal, and he paid for my ticket, and I made it out to that event. At that event, I was able to network with people and learn things that I never would have learned online.
Tell the Tahoe story. That's part of the fun story, too. He gave you his car and everything. Picked you up at the airport.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, first of all, so when I got to the event, I actually didn't have money for a cab or anything like that, and Mike had actually offered to pick me up from the airport. So he got a rental Tahoe truck, and he picked me up from the airport, and he's like, hey, I'm Mike, good to meet you. And, you know, we talked for a few minutes, and we keep driving, and he's like, I got one more stop to make. We've got to pick up Gary Ambrose from the airport as well. And I was like, oh, cool, Gary Ambrose. You know, I've always wanted to meet him too, because, you know, he had been online for a little bit at that time too. So we stopped, and we picked up Gary. So I met Gary, and when Gary, I was sitting in the passenger seat. When Gary walked up to the Tahoe, I jumped down. I said, you can have the front seat, and I jumped in the back. You know, that's how I viewed these guys. You know, they were really celebrities to me. And so we got to talking, and Gary, of course, was asking me the same questions as Mike. And why have you never been to an offline event? I mean, you hear it all the time. We preach it all the time. And So I just had never, you know, thought it was really that important. And, you know, how stupid was I to think, well, you know, it's not important when all these guys are saying it is. But, you know, a lot of us kind of can be like that. We're a little stubborn sometimes. So during the event, Mike didn't leave the hotel at all. He had no reason to leave. So he said, and I was staying at a cheap hotel like a few blocks away, in sort of the worst area that you could possibly stay in, and which was another bad idea. You know, if you go to an offline event, stay at the hotel where the networking is. You don't want to be somewhere else and have to leave. But Mike was kind enough to say, hey, look, I know you're staying over here. I don't want to go back and forth every day to pick you up. Just borrow my Tahoe. I was like, oh, sweet. So I just, you know, took his truck back and forth every day. Well, the day before we leave the event, or not the day before, the day we were supposed to leave, that morning I got up. Both Mike and I were flying out at the same time. I got up, and I go out to the truck. I'm putting my stuff in there, and I realize the back window is completely smashed out of this truck. I was like, holy crap, I cannot believe this. Now I have to go to Mike and tell him, hey, Mike, you know, let me borrow your rented truck. By the way, the back window is completely smashed out. So not cool at all. You know, this guy that I look up to, and I've just, you know, destroyed his rental vehicle. And so I get over there to pick up Mike, and I'm like, hey, Mike, I know we're in a rush, and we got to get to the airport, and we've got like 30 minutes to check in, but the back window of your truck is smashed out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, great, you know, because he's got to take care of this with the rental people. But we ended up getting through and making it all right. But at that event, I learned things that I would never have learned online. You cannot possibly get the things that you get at an offline event anywhere online. And it still holds true today. Every time I go to an offline event, I take away things and learn things from the people there, you know, and from the speakers that I would never learn otherwise. So I was very excited about that event. And I took home some really, really cool ideas, and I put them into action. I got very actionable steps at the seminar. Within 30 days of leaving that seminar, I had generated my first $10,000 online. Within 60 days, I generated my first $20,000 in a single month. My second month, I generated $20,000 for a total of $30,000 within 60 days of my first event. Of course, my wife said, wow, you probably should go to a couple more events. So, of course, I did. I spent some of that money going to more events. Every single time I went to an event from then on out, I always came home and made a ton more money than what the status quo was, the normal amount that I would end up making from what I was doing.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, my wife was very supportive about, hey, go to as many of these events as you want, because I know every time you come home, you're going to end up making a lot more money. And it still holds true, even today. And so I do a lot of events. I go, I speak at a lot of events, and I attend a lot of events just to network. So, you know, my advice to anyone listening on this call would be this. There's two groups of people. There's a 98% group that, you know, is failing. They're not seeing the success that they want, the success that they deserve for themselves, for their family, et cetera, et cetera. And they're doing certain things. Okay, they're taking certain actions. They're not used to saying things like, I'm going to do that now because I know it needs to be done, instead of putting it off. They're not used to saying things like that. They're not used to going to offline events. They're not used to taking money-making actions. And then there's the 2% that are successful, guys like Jeff, guys like me, guys that will end up going to our events and become successful. There's that 2%. Those guys are used to saying things like, I'm going to do this right now, because I know that this is what I need to do. I'm not going to put this off. I'm going to go to an offline event because I know that the information and the networking opportunities, JV opportunities, things like that are going to help me become successful. They're used to making those money-making actions and making those money-making choices. So my advice to you is choose right now what group you are willing to be in. What group are you willing to stay in? Or move to in order to change your future. If you want to stay in that comfort zone and be where you're at now, and you know, keep making those same choices that the 98% group are making, stay in that 98% group. But if you're ready to do something different, if you're ready to realize that all it takes is one minor decision in your life in order to change your entire future, then jump over to that 2% and get to this event. I know Jeff puts on awesome events. I'm going to be speaking there, so it's probably going to be one of his best. But
no, this is going to be the best. This is definitely going to be the best, and I appreciate you sharing that story, because it's the common, you call it the common thread story. You know, what is the common thread, and how does that tie in?
Yeah, the common thread, and I apologize for not making that clear, but you know, the common thread to all the successful people, myself knows or Jeff knows, is that they've been to an offline event, and that was the catalyst for their success. In other words, that was what basically catapulted them to become successful. Every single person, or marketing guru, internet guru that I know of, got their success from that kind of start. From the biggest names in the internet marketing industry to the smallest names to everyone in between, anybody that I can possibly think of, and same with Jeff's side, including Jeff and I, you know, that's where our real catalyst was. That's what really got us to become successful. And that's why we do what we do. You know, Jeff's putting me on this event because he understands how powerful it is for you to actually be at this. So if you want to be successful, the common thread for all these successful people is getting to an offline event, not putting it off, and making it happen, you know, now, instead of saying, oh, well, I'll eventually do it. Because, you know, if Mike wasn't adamant about saying, hey, there's an event coming up in like a month, and you're pushing me to do that, I probably wouldn't have done it. Because right in my mind, after he told me I needed to get to an event, I said, well, I could probably look for one in 6, 8 months, maybe a year. And I probably would have never went. Probably would have never made that decision. But it was because he took the time to convince me and tell me that I needed to go, and that's what successful people do, and that's the common thread to people who are successful. I actually did it and made that decision. And and that decision moved me from the 98% group to the 2% group, which has allowed me to run a multi-million dollar business now.
Yeah, and that's what people need to understand. I mean, we are not putting together, like, your corporate seminar. This is not a corporate seminar where you're going to sit in a room and just be bored to death and yawn and fall asleep. I mean, this is action-packed, life-changing, life-giving information from the speakers who are handpicked by me, because I know they have outstanding information that's going to accelerate your business growth and put more money in your bank account. And as Keith has just walked you through this process of the decisions he made to get to an event, hopefully you've put yourself in the same situation that he was in, and you're looking right now, you know, to eliminate any excuses that are in your mind to tell you why you shouldn't go, and you've just completely destroyed those, and now you need to understand that you need to do everything possible to get yourself to the Boost Seminar. You guys, as of the time of this recording, we're 7 days away from the conference. So you have 7 days to make amends and find this money, get on a credit card, get a loan from a friend, whatever it's going to take to get here, get on a plane, train, automobile, whatever it's going to take. You have 7 days, okay? And you know what? Today is the day to make a decision, and today is the day to make that decision by going to this website. And you can make a purchase for, if it's still today, you can do it for $97, okay? If you wait, this is not one of those weird, like, scarcity things that are not true. Like, literally, tomorrow, the price goes to $997. So, you have to make the decision today and then act on that decision by getting out your credit card, going to boostseminar.com/St. Paul, STPAUL, boostseminar.com/STPAUL, St. Paul. On that website, you can click on the add to cart button for $97. You do it today, you're in. You wait till tomorrow, you're paying $1,000. Don't be that guy or that girl who waited and says, oh, shoot, I didn't do it. Because you will pay a lot more to be here. You'll get the same exact value. You're just going to have to pay a lot more for it. So, Keith, I want to say thanks for being here on the call today and for sharing your story. I'm really excited to hear your presentation and to learn more about video skinning and making money as an affiliate marketer using video as that tool. And I think everyone is going to be super excited to hear your topic and to get a lot of benefit. Any last-minute advice here before we send people running to the sales page?
Well, first, it was my pleasure getting on this call. I really enjoy sharing with people not only the power of video and the things that, that can really help them make a lot of money, but also sharing something I'm very passionate about, which is, you know, telling people they need to get to an offline event, because I know that for them, if they choose to do that, it's going to really be a turning point in their life, and they're going to look at that event and they're going to say, you know what, Jeff, I really appreciate you convincing me to get to this event because this has changed my life. And those are the people that we love, that we really do this for, as those people that will get to these events. So, you know, make that decision to get the event. It's going to be up here in about a week or so. Don't worry about it being, you know, only a week away. You know, we always get a ton of people that register last minute. That's when most people make that decision to travel and stuff like that. So you're in perfect timing to get that ticket and get out there. Aside from that, you know, if you got to the event because you heard this call or because you talked to me, you know, come up to me, shake my hand, and let's have a conversation. I'd love to share some advice with you and hear about what you're doing, and maybe give you some ideas and stuff that you can do to make even more money.
Exactly, and that's so cool about our events, is all the speakers are approachable and they're there to help you succeed. And that's what we want, you guys. We want you to be successful in your business. We want a dramatic night and day change in your business, so you walk away from this place completely changed and on the right path. So, folks, go to the page boostseminar.com/St. Paul right now. Get your ticket, and we will see you here at the Boost Seminar March 19th to the 21st. You want to make sure your flight comes in on Thursday the 18th, because we start fresh in the morning, Friday morning. First session's at 8:30, registration's at 7 o'clock, and then we're going to go all day long Friday, all day long Saturday, all day long Sunday, and we'll be done about 6:30 or so on Sunday, folks. So take care, everybody. We'll see you here at the Boost Seminar. Bye for now.